Confronted by a hostile environment, unsure of himself and his origins, early man pondered over his aloneness and little by little concluded that there existed invisible presences which he could sense, if not locate, but which excelled in power all that he associated with the visible world. These invisible presences impressed themselves upon man's consciousness until, formulating a method of supplication, he devoted himself in solemn reverence to worshipping that which could not be seen, but which certainly existed. Periodically, there appeared in his midst prophets and avatars of wisdom and purity, who, bringing him further information regarding the invisible, confirmed and fortified his own intuition. This haunting conviction of the actuality of the invisible persisted throughout the centuries, inducing man to erect edifices of spectacular splendor wherein to acknowledge and worship the unseen, and in which to construct appropriate theologies. With the arrival of classical times, the nations were overawed by entities which they had identified as spirits, gods, devas, or angels. The early Christians regarded angelic beings with unassailable matter-of-factness. The medieval church artified them beyond recognition. The 17th and 18th centuries, dazzled by an outburst of scientific brilliance, conceded their presence more out of courtesy than conviction. The 19th century coldly intellectualized them into theory, and the early 20th century threatened to scoff them out of existence. Then, in 1925, the question of angels countermarched back into reality, when Mr. Charles A. Simpson, a medium of rare quality, became the agent of a spirit calling himself Dr. Lascelles. Eschewing all abstractions, the doctor, through Charles Simpson, initiated a healing ministry of the angels, and in a succession of remarkable healings, demonstrated that the power of the angels was real. Contacted chiefly by specially constructed prayers, offered in disciplined adherence to the doctor's instructions, the angels proved to be active, dynamic, and reachable. Following several years of proven success in London, the Seekers, as the doctor's followers became known, established themselves at Addington Park in Kent, where their work, now extended to 40-odd countries, continues. The history of the Seekers can be read in their published literature. Lack of space precludes elaboration here. It is sufficient to record that thousands of people have received help through the angels, not only in the healing of illnesses, but also in the solution of material and social problems of all kinds. The healing prayers, devised by the doctor, do not conform with the literary ornamentations of church supplication. They are practical, succinct requests for help, involving a triangulation of contact, the team of prayers, usually six, the individual prayed for, and, through the angels, God. A three-way, synchronized activity, thus established, spiritual forces are set in motion, whereby the patient is put into direct association with the angels, deriving help or healing.